gone live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Going right to your phone calls to start things out tonight. We go to Brian in Colorado on the AMP line. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. As you remember, I was arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma a few weeks ago for asking a cop a question.
Right. You had left a drinking establishment, and you noticed that there was some commotion. Looked like they were arresting someone. You went over there with your handy video phone and started recording the scene, and that's when they took an interest in you.
Right. And I got the police report. I was really looking forward to that. I got it, you know, just the day before. I went to trial last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So the day before, I got the police report. It takes them a while to write up a half sheet. And, you know, they basically said that, you know, he was a suspect, too close to the car, and I couldn't get in at an inventory. I was 10 feet from the car. I was nowhere near the car.
Right.
And then they said, they made a point that I had a cigar, that I had a cigar through the whole encounter. Now, he asked me to put the cigar out, and I asked him why, because, you know, I think that's a valid question. There might be a law against having a cigar in Tulsa walking on the sidewalk. I didn't know.
It could be. You never know.
I gave him a chance. Of course, he didn't come up with anything.
Right.
Anyway, I had my camera, you know, my video phone in one hand, and I had a cigar in the other. And the police report, I guess they had to make it out so that I was evil. And the police report said he was several times he put his hands in his coat pocket.
So the suggestion was you might have been fingering a weapon of some sort?
It was winter, right?
Exactly. Well, it was winter, but I had one hand, I had my cigar. The other hand, I had my cell phone. I guess with my third hand, I was fingering my weapon.
I guess.
So,
all right.
That's where we are. Went to court, and the prosecutor said, we're not going to charge this. Dismissed.
Wow, so you had to go all the way up to Tulsa just to appear for that?
No, I had to pay a lawyer $200 to do it for me, because otherwise it would have cost me $500 for a plane ticket.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
I mean, what a scam. You know, they dismissed it just, you know, it took him 5 minutes. So I paid a lawyer $200 for, I don't know, what, 10 minutes worth of work?
Right.
But otherwise, I would have been in contempt of court, you know, bench warrant, all this other stuff.
Sure, so basically their position was, we've got nothing, let's drop the charges.
Right. But not after I, you know, had to go through all this trouble for nothing.
Now, what was it you were facing? What were the charges exactly? Do you recall?
Yeah, the charge was, they arrested me, but they didn't say what I was arrested for. I mean, when I spent the night in jail, and everyone says, you know, we're all sharing what we're busted for, and I said, I have absolutely no idea.
Mm.
I finally found out it was on this little half sheet of paper with, you know, the date that I'm supposed to appear, and it was 27300. I remember the number. Okay, so I'm busted for a 27300. Thank you very much. What is this? You know, get out of here, citizen. And so I went back to the hotel. I looked it up, and it's resisting officers.
Hmm.
It's basically the same charge you get if you, you know, hit a cop over the head at a traffic stop, or, you know, something. You know, you run away from the scene of a crime or something. I mean, it's just total BS.
Well, resisting officers could be construed as you not doing what they ordered you to do. Anything they order you to do, if you don't do it, that could be considered resisting the officer.
Well, that's exactly what it was. I kept asking him. He says, put that cigar on. I said, why? And he said, you know, step back to the curb. I'm going to have to ask you to step back to the curb.
Yep.
You know, that old phrase. And I said, you know, why? And, you know, give me your ID. I don't have an ID to show you. You know, all the standard stuff. So I pissed him off, I guess.
Yeah, why don't they just have a charge called questioning officer? I mean, that's you were doing, and they don't want to. They don't like that. They don't like it when you citizens get all of these questions in your head and you want them answered. How dare you?
Right. Well, I think that would be a little too obvious. That you know, that's obviously a bad law. But resisting officers, and you know, I was just going to let it go. I mean, the fine is $200. I paid a lawyer $200. You know, why do that? But I thought, well, you know, this is going to be on my permanent record.
Yeah.
And every time I, you know, roll through a stop sign and get stopped by a cop for the rest of my life, they're going to see this resisting officers on my rap sheet.
Yeah, and if you've got to spend the $200, better to put it in the lawyer's pocket, though not much better, but slightly better to put it in his pocket than the state.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that turned out all right for you, Brian, and hopefully you won't encounter any other issues before you get up here to New Hampshire, because I know you are a member of the Free State Project.
Yes, I am. And in fact, today I just bought a house.
Whoa.
I bought a house in New Hampshire. Just well, we haven't closed yet. We'll close in another few weeks. But we put the offer last night. They accepted it and transferred the cash today. So we're on our way.
That's fantastic. So you got some big acreage, because I know you're into horses, right?
Yes. My wife Heidi has way too many horses. You know, I don't think there's anybody who has two horses. Anybody either have one horse or way too many. No one ever has two.
I don't think anyone has a horse that makes money either.
Oh no, no. Well, you know, if she wants to get into horse racing,
mm-hmm.
and so she's got a couple of racing horses. But yeah, I mean, horse racing is a really good way to make a little bit of money. The way to make a little bit of money in horse racing is you start with a lot of money.
and just lose it.
Yeah, so we bought a house. It's actually three different lots all put together under the same sale, and it was $90,000 under the assessed value. So they wanted to move fast. It went on the market on Saturday, I think, and we bought it on Sunday.
Well,
so,
it is a good time to be a home buyer. It really is a buyer's market in general. But I'm curious, you own a business, Brian. How is that going to be for you? Because right now, most of the people that have come into New Hampshire within the past couple of years as part of the Free State Project, which for those who aren't aware is a movement of liberty-loving activists all moving to the same state. In this case, New Hampshire was chosen. Most of the people that have moved within the last few years have been single guys or young people that don't have a lot tying them down. Obviously, you've got a home, you've got several horses, you've got a business of your own. What's the process like for you to actually move your business up here?
Well, actually, I first heard about the Free State Project from you guys. I went on iTunes and, you know, typed in Libertarian and found Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I heard the Free State Project, I said, we're going. We got to go, because I'm a big fan of Galt Gulch from Atlas Shrugged. Been looking mm-hmm. for that for the last 20 years. And I think this could be it, although, you know, it's not going to be exactly like that, obviously.
Right.
So about a year and a half ago, I started thinking about moving. And when I went to the Liberty Forum last year, this 2007, I guess, that's when I said, this is it. We're accelerating. And so I had about, at that point, five or six full-time employees and some part-time and contractors.
Mm-hmm.
I converted everybody to contractor. And told them, you know, you guys can come to New Hampshire or not. And I've just kind of dwindled down the business over the last year and, you know, doing more of the work myself.
Right.
And so now I'm down to zero.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so you're just me. I'm going to move there and then start it back up again.
Very cool. So in that case, what's your ETA, Brian? When are you coming up here?
Well, we'll be there. We're going to be a trip. My son Cooper, whom you guys have met,
yes.
Has an audition for the music program at Plymouth University the first week in April. So we're going to be there that week. We'll close on the house at that point, I think. And then we're planning to move the first week in June. I just bought a new truck so we can haul all of our stuff.
That's pretty exciting, man. So you're going to be in probably around Porkfest time then.
That's the plan. We'll drive the week before that, and then we'll be here for Porkfest.
Fantastic. Well, I guess we'll be seeing you then. Brian, thanks for the call tonight, and congratulations again on your purchase.
Good.
Very good, sir. Brian, of course, is a member of the First 1,000 Pledge, which is going to ensure that 1,000 activists are here in New Hampshire by the end of this year. We've already got 500 in state. The last time I looked, over 500. So we're expecting to have 1,000 by the end of the year. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be moving in the springtime and the summer and the fall. So we're going to see, a nice little increase pretty soon.
Yeah, I can't wait, because I know that as the First 1,000 really ramps up, we're going to have quite a few more activists here in New Hampshire, and we've already managed to make some waves and get some results with the legislature.
Right, and I mean, that's with only about, I think, 200 or 300 movers. Not everybody who's in the count right now moved. There were a couple hundred, I'm not sure the exact number,
right,
were here already when the vote was taken, so they just automatically were movers. So we're going to be able to do much, much more than we have so far. I mean, not just for the legislature, but in all kinds of activism.
Exactly. If you've really been enjoying the news you've heard about the activism here in New Hampshire so far within the last few years, it's just going to keep getting better. There's going to be so much more to cover in the near future, and now we've got people with families and businesses. They're now able to move up. You're going to see more of this happening, and it's pretty exciting. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day on the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. NutriMeds is one of our new companies, and you can't find these anywhere else. Kelor Max, the best oral chelation. CoQ10 Supreme, the spark of life, the first and most powerful non-crystallizing CoQ10. Gastro Cleanse to clean your bowel of pathogens. Green Tea Supreme, the most high-powered ECGC catechin in the world. Immunomax immunoglobulins to balance your body's immune system and fight infection and allergy. Maligna Block to block cancer. Micell Ultra D3, the first and most powerful high absorption D3 in the world. And Nutritrala to activate your antioxidant system to protect you. If you have questions, call us at 888-212-8871 or order at NutriMedical.com under the company NutriMeds. On NutriMedical.com, call us 888-212-8871. Solutions for life.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The love song, "We've Only Just Begun," may conjure pictures of summer weddings and passionate honeymoons, but my thoughts turn to cars. And when we come back, I'll tell you who's keeping me company. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Many are crooning Julio Iglesias' famous automotive tune, "To All the Cars I've Loved Before." Yes, according to a survey by Strategic Vision Research and Consulting Company, 75% of us have emotional attachments to our new vehicles, evoking feelings similar to those for our spouses and significant others. And this love affair isn't just a guy thing. Women as a group were somewhat more passionate than men. To ensure you and your car live happily ever after, don't neglect the TLC of scheduled maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at net.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Once again, that is freetalklive.com.
Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk.
800-259-9231. Continuing here, this is an interesting little story you found, actually, Mark, from thinksimplenow.com. Some ways to improve, or what they call 8 keys to instant charisma. Ways to help people like you better. Maybe you aren't, I don't know, maybe you just have a tough time connecting with people. This can give you some interesting tips and tricks, which a lot of people that are in the sales business, they know a number of these. So, Mark, I'm sure you'll have some comments. And Nick, as a realtor, you're in the sales business as well. Of course, everybody's actually in the sales business, right? I mean, everybody's selling themselves.
Yeah.
So these are important things to realize. Even if you aren't out trying to make a commission on something, if you're trying to make a connection with a human resources manager to get a new job or to move up, I mean, these are very important life skills. The story starts out here. It says there's a simple fact of human nature that states we all want to be liked. Don't be afraid to admit it. If we think about it, underlying many of our actions, we're really seeking ways to validate ourselves and to fulfill this desire of being liked. Have you ever met someone and instantly took a liking toward them? You can't explain why, but you feel a fondness and you'd like to do things to help them. Now, I'm not talking about sexual attraction, but a genuine and innocent feeling of fondness toward another person. In a job interview, you're more likely to be hired if the interviewer likes you as a person.
Yep.
In a business situation, you're more likely to get deals done and gain favors.
Sure.
In a personal situation, you're more likely to gain trust and loyal friendships. When we decide that we like someone, it's a psychological process that we can't quite articulate. It's not a secret that we make decisions emotionally and justify them logically.
So, I had quite a few advertisers when I was selling local radio tell me that they really liked my hair.
It's good to know. It's important. So does this mean that we can influence? Apparently it works for the presidential candidates. So.
Why wouldn't it?
So does this mean we can influence an emotional decision that happens subconsciously? I believe the decisions can be influenced, and I know that the qualities of a likable person can be cultivated and proactively developed. Do you want to know how to develop the skills to be likable? He goes on to say, I was helping my partner Adam prepare for an interview last night. At one point, I had to explain to him the power of mirroring and that it can make others feel more comfortable around you. When I first heard about mirroring, I was told that if you're afraid the other person will get suspicious of you mimicking them, then you must be the type of person who thinks that people are actually listening when you're talking. I mentioned this, and we laughed at it, and I said, trust me, just try it out. It really works. We went off on another topic, and he asked me a question about the usability testing in software. I went on answering it, and 10 minutes went by, and I was still talking. It felt as if I couldn't stop talking. When I finally finished covering all areas of software usability testing, including excruciating details that he would have had little interest in, he burst out laughing. So apparently he used mirroring on me, and it worked. What's amazing is it worked on me after having just told him about it. I didn't even have a clue that he was mirroring me. It occurred to me that likability can actually be cultivated like many skills. Now, aside from being polite and respectful, there are several specific things we can pay particular attention to. Now, I'm not asking you to pretend, but to be aware of these things when engaged in a conversation. The little things make a big difference in how others perceive us. Number one, and he mentioned it earlier, it's mirroring. And this is it. This is an interesting one. It's a simple technique, and it was the inspiration for the article. It's copying the other person's physical mannerisms, their movements, and facial expressions when engaged in a conversation. You become a mirror image of the other person.
Many people just do this naturally. It's amazing to watch in a conversation when one person will make some facial expression, the other person will mirror it, and you know, it seems to be natural. So. To some extent, but you know, I would think that doing, you know, being conscious of it helps.
Now, this isn't to say that you should do exactly the same thing that the other person is doing.
I think that if you do an experiment and do exactly the same thing that the other person is doing 2 seconds after they do it, that you will find that person is completely oblivious to you doing it.
I think you're probably right about that. But, you know, it can also be simple as, for instance, if you're sitting at a table with someone and they're leaning forward, you should also be leaning forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that if they scratch their eyebrow, you have to go up and scratch your eyebrow, too. I think that might be taking it a step too far.
I would agree with you, but, you know, people scratch their eyebrows in different manners, and if someone sees them, you scratch your eyebrow in the same manner that they scratch theirs, that it might
give them... It could score your
points.
That might be overstretching.
It might be,
yeah. I don't know. It might work,
Remember,
too.
We're just hairless monkeys.
You're right.
Well, I think, though, if you're paying that much attention to every little thing they're doing, you probably aren't listening to them very carefully.
I'll give you that.
So I don't know if I would go that far. But nonetheless, it happens naturally in social interactions. But when you're conscious of it and are aware of its effects, it can be used as a tool in effective communication for generating rapport. Now, mirroring happens on its own on a natural basis because some people are just in sync with one another. They're just on that same wavelength, yeah. and it just happens naturally. But if you do pay attention and you do make an extra effort, it can help you win those bonus points. Mirroring someone closely will cause you to feel what they're feeling to some extent. I did an exercise once in a group of three during a workshop. One person starts by visualizing a scene, seeing, feeling, and experiencing the scene. A second person imitates this person's facial expressions and physical postures. A third person adjusts the second person's facial expressions and physical postures until he thinks that they're identical. After several minutes, the second person explains what she was feeling. Not only does the second person feel the feelings of the first person, but will at times see what the first person is seeing in his imagination. He says, I was blown away after trying this out myself. The next time you're engaged in a conversation with someone, try mirroring body language, posture, and facial expressions. You'll find the conversation suddenly feels very friendly and open. For example, if you're sitting across the table from someone, you watch them pick up a glass of water with their left hand and gently lean forward, then to the right. You mirror them by holding your glass of water with your right hand leaning forward and toward the left. Just makes a suggestion that you give that a try. It can be very, very powerful. In fact, one thing they don't suggest here that might also be a good idea to try mirroring is their tone or their quickness of speech. If you're, for instance, sitting across from someone who is very slow at talking, you're not going to be in sync if you're jibber-jabbering away. So perhaps you should consider mirroring their pattern of speech as well. Just a suggestion. Number two, another good way to help people like you better is to remember names. Now, this is tough for me.
It's a tough gig. At one point, I used to be very good at it. Unfortunately, my system included matching names and faces, and now that I'm a talk radio host, I often forget callers' names and because I have no face to go with it. But I would work at a retail establishment where people would come in and I'd get their names, and then I would remember their names when they came in again, and they were always impressed.
Absolutely.
It is harder over the phone. I've noticed that, too, and I'm not naturally good with names, but just getting a name over the phone and taking a note down, it makes it a lot harder to associate a number with a name than somebody you've actually spoken to.
I don't think anyone's naturally good with names. I think that everybody's like, oh, well, I remember faces. But you have to try to remember names. And once you try, once you play a little game with yourself, and don't mind losing the game, because people know that people forget names.
Yeah, I'm totally forgiving when it comes to that. I think that most people probably are. But let's continue with this. There's more tips here in moments. And yours as well, if you want to add into this conversation. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and proved they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We continue the 8 keys to instant charisma. This is from thinksimplenow.com. How to help people or help yourself be more likable by people that you're meeting in your personal life, perhaps in a business sense, or for whatever the situation might be. It's always good to be liked better. And the first and excellent technique they gave is mirroring, which, in case you're just tuning in, is basically when you're sitting with someone or conversing with another person to do what they're doing. If they're speaking quickly, then speak as fast as they do. If they are leaning forward, you should be leaning forward as well. They are touching their face. You may also want to consider touching your face. It is you're basically being the mirror image of them, and that helps them feel more comfortable at a very subconscious level with you. We continue here. Remembering names is also very important. Personally, says the author, I'm always impressed when others I've just met remember my name and use it in a sentence. Since birth, our parents, teachers, friends, and family have hardwired the sound of our name in our brain. It's certain to get your attention instantly. It makes you feel important and respected, filling our desire for attention and love. Recall the last time someone who you just met parted by declaring, "Nice to meet you, so-and-so." Weren't you impressed? They're clearly interested in you enough to remember your name, and you want to show them the same respect. Always make an effort to remember people's names. Now, there are some tips that you can take on to help with this process.
And you said, Mark, that you like to match people's names with their face. Would there be a process you go through in your head after you got their name the first time?
Yeah, I'd get their name. I'd use it in a, I'd use it while I was speaking to them, try to use it three times. And then once they walked away from me, because I usually, you know, when I was doing it so often, I would usually have an opportunity after the person left to remember, and I'd envision their face and then say their name, you know, five times to myself. So at that point, I had repeated their name eight times with their face, you know, imprinted in my mind.
It's a good idea. I should try that because I've never actually made a point of doing that repetition. And I think that's got that's probably really important, repeating it over and over again.
That's what helps you remember things.
So number three, be interested. People love talking about themselves. Seriously. Ask questions that the other person will enjoy answering. If it's a complete stranger, start with the basics and dig deeper. Rephrase their words to make sure you really understand what they're saying. You can think of this technique as verbal mirroring. By asking questions about their interests or feelings, you are mirroring their interest in themselves. Now, really listen when the person is answering. Only when you're listening will you actually absorb what was said and will actually feel interested. If you run into a boring conversation, find ideas that do interest you and refocus the conversation. Ask questions and make it a game. And this really can be fun. It can be a fun experiment beyond the mirroring experiment, which is also neat. I remember one time I was on a Greyhound bus and I was riding back to Florida at that time, and an old lady was sitting across the aisle from me, and so I had just learned of the idea of asking asking people questions, and how if you get people to talk about themselves, they'll just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. I mean, really,
yeah.
If you ask enough open-ended questions, how do you feel about why? You don't ask yes or no questions. That's the one thing you want to avoid, because if you ask a yes or no question, then you're at a dead end when the person answers yes or no. So you want to ask the open-ended questions. And so I experimented with that, and I swear to you, the entire bus ride that this woman was on, we conversed about her life and her, and I don't think I ever told her word one about me. Mm. She got off that bus, and she had a wonderful conversation about herself, and she didn't even know who it was she was talking
to. You were just experimenting with her, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It worked well.
I guess. I often find that there are many people, listening skills I have to use at certain times, because most people, I don't have the time or interest to talk to. You know, when I'm sitting down at a restaurant and somebody wants to chat or something like that, I've got places to be, I've got appointments and things to do. You know, there's money to be made out there in the world. And the vast majority of people I come in contact with don't have money for me because I sell radio ads.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, and then when I get on the phone, as far as talking to people, you know, I can kick them in, but I'm often very careful with my use of the tools to get conversations going. Whereas Nick over here, who sells real estate, everybody has to have a home to live in.
That's true.
They do. If you're calling or speaking with them personally, and it's on a business related note, though, what I'm hearing here for these steps, it's pretty good for the average person just in life to relate to people.
Yeah, I think so.
But in sales, if I'm interested in trying to, if somebody mentions they're interested in selling their house, my objective then is to get them to a point where they say, come over and talk to us about listing it. My goal is not to hear about, you know, their cat or their aunt Betty.
Sure.
You know, I might have to go through that phase of the conversation, but ultimately I'm trying to steer it somewhere to get either accepted or rejected.
Well, what the article's saying is that it wants being a good conversationalist makes people like you. People liking you makes them more likely to want to list their house with you.
Absolutely, it does. I'm just saying that what I've heard so far isn't a complete package for if you're trying to sell something or you have an objective in the conversation, it's not a complete package, but they are good conversational skills, and that is
absolutely
an important part of relating to people.
This isn't necessarily a sales manual here. Mm-hmm. This is just how to relate better to people, how to build charisma, and this can apply to sales, as you've said, in certain ways. So make sure you pick and choose what's necessary for your goals.
Well, you know, there's certain times to use it. One of the times is when you're talking to people about financial issues, making money, business. Other times is when you're trying to make friends in a certain circumstance or trying to find a significant other. That kind of thing. These can all be very good.
Yeah. I have to say that I also agree with her suggestion that you rephrase what they're saying in order to better understand it. because nothing is, few things are worse when you're having a conversation with someone to have them nod and go, mm-hmm, uh-huh. There's a certain legislator around here in New Hampshire, Senator Molly Kelly, that is very guilty of this. She'll just nod, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, as though she's actually paying attention to what you're saying. I find that very patronizing, whereas if you're listening to someone, you're making an effort to listen to them, you can really show them that you've listened by going and rephrasing what they're saying. So if I'm understanding you correctly, blah, 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 or here's what I'm hearing you say, blah, blah, blah. That way they can either be impressed that you've correctly understood them, or they can find out that you've misunderstood them, and then they can correct what they were saying and rephrase it to where you can actually get what they were trying to tell you. So I think asking for clarification is a very important thing to do. Number four, on the list of 8 keys to instant charisma, allowing others to talk. In addition to asking questions, it's important to allow the other person to talk. And this means that you stop talking. Stop talking about yourself, stop inserting your opinions, and refrain from interrupting. Next time you're engaged in a conversation, now that doesn't apply to talk radio, by the way. It applies to your real relationships. Next time you're engaged in a conversation, practice not saying anything after asking a question. This might mean not speaking for several minutes. Even when the other person appears to be finished, practice not speaking for 30 seconds. Oftentimes, the person still thinking is actually pausing and will start speaking again. By doing so, you'll get a lot more depth from that person. Many girlfriends I know have the interruption problem, myself included. Them, obviously female, I guess, wrote this. Pay particular attention to this skill. You'll be amazed at the wealth of thoughtful goodness coming from your partner. Being a patient listener is a great way to connect with and get to know people. And this is something that they use that they use in sales, is that when you're asking for the order, when you've brought that customer through that prospect through the process, whatever the process is for what you're selling, and you finally ask them for their order, ask them for the sale, one thing they tell you is shut up. Ask the question and shut up and let that person answer. We'll come back with more of this and your calls as well. If you've got something to add to the 8 keys to instant charisma, chime in here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. It'll cost you all of $3 a month, and it's completely voluntary. It's a great way to help the show get on more radio stations from coast to coast, on over 33 now, thanks to listeners just like you from becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the Amp-only call-in line, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about the 8 keys to instant charisma, this is from thinksimplenow.com. A quick recap here. Number 1, mirroring. Do what the person you're talking to is doing. 2, remember their name. 3, be interested, sincerely interested, and really listen when that person is talking to you. 4, allow them to talk. When you ask a question, be quiet. Don't interrupt them. Don't insert your opinion. If you really want to know what they have to say, you should be quiet so you can listen to them. Because if you're talking, you aren't listening. 5, intention. Send out the intention that you would like to get to know this person better, to really listen to them and to be there for them. I'm always amazed at the power of intention, which I believe is the seed for starting anything, whether it's a goal or a friendship. Make a wish for the other person and send out a positive intention for your interaction. Now, that's more of like a metaphysical one, but, if you're feeling good about that person and that's what you want, you're thinking about what you want, and that is to cultivate a better relationship, you might just naturally, subconsciously go in that direction.
Well, I would think that you're sort of... to use the ontological, you're sort of being what it takes to, do whatever it is you're thinking about. So if you're thinking about, I would like to cultivate a deeper friendship with this person, you're open to that, and, the other person's going to naturally see that.
6, offer help. We're mostly self-seeking and are driven by motivations that benefit us, with the exception of some extreme cases in parent-child relationships. But let's face it, we're self-seeking most of the time because it's a natural part of our survival instincts. Even if we're working on a good cause, we almost always have a reason for helping that's personally beneficial. When others genuinely offer their help, we feel particularly fond of them. Why? Offering help is a kind gesture that implies respect and admiration for you. And when we put ourselves in their shoes, wouldn't it be advantageous to offer help to others? I'm a big believer in giving more than I take in return, and my personal motto, to get what you want, help others get what they want first. And I have to say, I've repeated that one over and over again on this show. I think that one is one of the most important rules or axioms to live by, that if you want to get whatever you want in life, if you want it, you have to help others get what they want first before you'll really be able to get it.
I have to agree. It seems like a truth to me.
Find a need that others have that you can provide. Offer help. Even just a casual email offering help will make the world of difference toward how this person feels about you. And think about how we've seen this work here in New Hampshire. Mark, we talked earlier about the Free State Project. Of course, Nick, you're a New Hampshire native, but I know you've seen a number of these things in action, where these free staters, these liberty-loving activists, are moving into New Hampshire. And one of the things that they know when they're moving in, or at least they should know, is that they can put a request for moving assistance up on an internet forum, for instance, the nhfree.com forum. You let people know when you're moving, where you're moving to, and you invite them to join you and help you out. Usually it's nice if you offer some pizza or some refreshments of some sort. But
seems appropriate.
But we went to a couple of our listeners moved up here to New Hampshire, Bill and Kate, and we went to their move-in. There were, 40 people that showed up there to help those folks move in?
Sounds right.
There was so much assistance. We were actually running a little late. By the time we got there, everything had been unloaded.
Yeah. It just went lickety-split.
So when you're on the receiving end of all of that assistance, which you could have unloaded your truck by yourself, but here's 40 people waiting to help you do it, you have that level of assistance. It makes you want to give back to those people for giving that to you. And so inevitably when other people move into the area, you'll want to show up and help them unload their truck to return the favor, even if it's not to the same people that helped you in the first place. So it's a wonderful little situation that we have up here. Number 7, smile. This is an easy one. Do you remember how you felt when you saw a genuine smile, or awkwardly standing in an elevator full of strangers and suddenly someone smiles at you? It really is contagious, and it shifts your state to a positive one. Smile genuinely. Start by smiling at friends. Try lifting the spirits of passing strangers.
I think about this one enough. I've thought about it a few times, and I have this sort of tendency to give a kind of a grimace when I see people the first time. I'm smiling, but I'm like scared to smile somehow, and it comes across as, I don't know, this flat-lined look thing. And I think that if people think about really smiling when they first meet someone or talk to them or walk past them on the street or something like that, I've noticed I get a much better result when I really smile as opposed to this kind of look that I give.
Now, do you smile with teeth? You
show teeth? Generally.
That's usually important.
Yeah.
Looks more like a smile that way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have actually practiced smiling at one point in my life. It's something you can do. For instance, if you're driving to work and you've got nothing else to do while you drive, you can practice smiling, and you basically get your face used to smiling. You know, you contort it in that way. You can hold the smile, and you will create those little. Eventually, if you smile enough, you'll have those. What do you call them? They're not really
smile lines.
Yeah, smile lines, I guess, is an accurate enough term for them. And, you know, you can tell people who smile a lot versus people who frown a lot. Can't you tell when you've got the old lady with old frowny jowls? Don't you just want to stay away from those people? You can tell she's just been frowning all of her life, and she's obviously someone you don't want to spend any time with. So if you smile more than you frown, that's a good thing for you. Finally, number 8, the final key to instant charisma.
You'll be happier if you smile more than frown, too.
That's true.
It's a natural result.
In fact, if you are not feeling good, if you're feeling down and you just, even if you're faking it, if you smile to yourself, look at yourself while you smile or just smile, believe it or not, you'll feel a little bit better. Try it sometime. True. Number 8, authenticity. Any of the above techniques will work by themselves, but become highly effective only when combined with authenticity. Always be genuine and be your complete self, no more and no less. When you're completely honest and speaking from your heart, you'll exuberate a kind of energy that people cannot help but to connect with. In that moment, you're pure, expressive, and radiating your true self. When others see and recognize that side of you, they're really seeing a reflection of that part of themselves. So, if you've got anything you wanted to add here, either of you two gentlemen have anything else to chime in? Otherwise, we'll go to the phones.
Nope, sounds good to me.
800.
Sounds pretty straight on.
259-9231, the Amp Line, unscreened. Who's this?
Hey, it's Sam.
Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
You're in my area of expertise again.
Ah, excellent.
Okay, so those are all really good, and there's some other tools. These are the kinds of things that I'm using when I go out and do my activism and kind of interface with the bureaucrats in a fun and kind of friendly way.
Hmm.
One of them that is really valuable is something called NLP.
Neuro-linguistic something?
Programming, yes.
Programming.
So the idea is when you experience something, the brain forms kind of a synapses to connections, and you can tie those to something called an anchor. And an anchor can be a touch that's done in a certain way. It can be a sound, a phrase, a certain movement. And basically what's happening is you're associating that action, thought, or feeling with that anchor. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Okay, say you're in a meeting, and at the end of the meeting you say, clap your hands, great meeting, guys. And the next one you do the same thing, great meeting, guys. What you're doing is tying that feeling at the end of a meeting when it's closing off to that clap.
Huh, okay.
So then when you're sitting in a really long meeting that seems like it's never going to end, guess what you can do? And everybody starts to think, well, it's the end of the meeting, and that meeting will wrap up pretty quick.
Hmm. Really? I've often wanted to wrap up meetings very quickly. I should try clapping.
But
that's only if the other people that are there with you are used to you clapping to end a meeting.
Exactly. That's where setting the anchor comes into play. But there's other aspects to it. There's also eye movements. And by the way, this is what the FBI uses when they interrogate suspects. When they're asking questions, they're watching your eye movements because that tells them about you, about whether you're actually recalling something from memory or creating.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who look like down and to the right, those are kinesthetic people. They like talking about feelings. They need to sleep on it. People whose eyes move back and forth, those are auditory people, and they'll use words like, that sounds good. I hear what you're saying, you know, on and on. Whereas people that look up, those are visual people who would say things like, I like the way that looks, you know, use more visual phrases in their wording. And that's another thing that you can mirror with people to create a connection.
Sam, do you have more? Because I want to bring it back to you, too.
Sure.
Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. Continuing this conversation into hour number two, how to connect better with people. It's important, whether it's for business or your personal relationships, your family, your friends, meeting new people. Important to know these things. Important to apply them. 1-800-259-9231. Would love your thoughts and your experiences working with these ideas. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Where do you